Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Do you possess the fear of the Lord? It's part six of a series of messages that we've been talking about how to defeat the devil. God has great plans for our lives this year. However, there are unseen evil forces at work opposing our success. And over the past few weeks, I've been preaching about how to defeat the devil's attacks against us. You see, we are in a spiritual war with the devil and evil spirits. They are determined to deceive and to destroy us. And this is not a message that you'll necessarily hear frequently. It's okay. But it's something that we need to be aware of. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and 8, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith. In Ephesians chapter 6 and 11, it says, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. Goes on to say, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits. So whether we recognize it or not, and of course we do, we are in a spiritual battle, a battle for our souls, for our well-being, for our families, for our eternity, against the devil and against evil spirits. And if we ignore God's warning, we'll become a casualty. And there are too many casualties in the world today. People wondering, why does this happen to me? And why did this happen to my family? And what's going on with me? You're in a spiritual battle. And it's time for you to pick up weapons of war to fight against this evil one who is trying to take you down. So today I will continue to talk about defeating the devil by operating in the fear of the Lord. Now, what is the definition of the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is reverential awe of God. It's worship. It's esteem. It's complete submission to his authority. It's total obedience to his word, the Holy Bible. Proverbs chapter 19 and 23 says, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. That word satisfaction actually means abundance. And he will not be visited with evil. Now, this is very interesting because here the scripture is telling us that the fear of the Lord cancels the devil's appointment to do us harm. It says he will not be visited with evil. And the word evil there means affliction, calamity, distress. You see, the devil has a plan, a strategy against every single one of us to destroy us. Jesus said he comes only to steal, kill, and to destroy. I'm not fear-mongering. I'm telling you what the Bible says. And we need to listen, because God is warning us that we have a real present danger. And we have to be able to fight against and win against. It is reverence and obedience to God that defeats the devil's plans against you. That's the fear of the Lord. In James chapter 4:7, it says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That word to submit in this verse is a military term, which means to stay in your proper rank when fighting the devil. You see, it is Christ's authority that defeats him and not you. Jude verse 9 gives us an example of what I'm talking about. It says, yet Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil, said to him, the Lord rebuke you. Now, Michael, one of the strongest angels in heaven, definitely stronger than Satan or the devil. Yet, when contending and fighting against him, he used the authority of the Lord against him. And that's what we must do with the devil. We must always include the delegated authority of the name of Jesus Christ when we come against him. It was Christ's death and his resurrection that defeated the devil's authority over the human race because of sin. Listen to the scripture in Colossians chapter 2:15. God stripped the spiritual rulers and powers and their authority with the cross. He won the victory and showed the world that they were powerless. Folks, there is no power over the realm of the spirit apart from the delegated authority from God in Christ. That's so important for you to understand. In Ephesians chapter 1:20, it talks about how God gave Jesus through his death and resurrection authority over the entire spirit realm. Listen to this. God raised Christ from the dead and seated him in a place of honor at his right hand in the heavenly realms. So Christ is far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. God has put all things under the authority of Jesus Christ, and he has made him head over the things to benefit the church. Can we pause and give God a hand of praise for that? Amen. The devil is on a leash, and he cannot do what he really wants to do to us as God's children. Now, Jesus gave the church delegated authority in the realm of the spirit over the devil and evil spirits. And that's so important for us to realize and to act upon. In Luke chapter 10:19, Jesus said, look, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy. Evil spirits, obey you. Did you hear what I said? The Lord hasn't left us out there without protection against the enemy. By the authority of his name, we have power to defeat the enemy in our lives. In Mark 16:17, Jesus said, these are the miraculous signs that will accompany believers. They will use the power and the authority of my name. See, it's the authority of the name of Jesus Christ to cast out devils, to deal with the devil. But I need to bring out an important point here. To have this authority, you must remain under God's authority. In other words, you must obey God. You must obey his word. Because disobedience to God's word cancels your protection and authority over the devil. See, the Bible says he flees, but he only flees from those who submit themselves to God. Now, the Bible says the fear of the Lord is God's treasure. It provides his protection, his wealth, and valuable blessings to us, and so much more. I was trying to end this part of my message today, but it's not possible. Because I've got to give you more information about the fear of the Lord. All of the benefits that come to us when we fear God. Right now, I'm telling you that the scripture says that the fear of the Lord is his treasure. We find this in Isaiah 33 and 6. Isaiah 33 and 6. Listen to what it says. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. I want to give you the original language in interpreting this verse, some of these words here to help you to further understand what's being said here. In the original language, the word treasure means an armory and treasure house. An armory and treasure house. Well, an armory is a special military building where weapons and ammunition are kept. I've been telling you that the fear of the Lord provides protection against Satan's attacks against you. And here it is. The fear of the Lord is God's treasure. It's an armory. A special military building with weapons and ammunitions that are kept there. It's also a treasure house. And a treasure house is where very valuable things and wealth are kept. Now, what's so important about this, folks? The fear of the Lord is God's treasure that he wants to share with you. When you have the fear of the Lord, God not only shares his protection, but he also shares with you his treasures.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day.
You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day.
We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas.
You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, a revelation is this, and I want to share this with you. Everything that God requires is for our benefit. I want you to think about this. Everything that God tells us to do in his word is for our benefit. For example, he requires salvation, that we accept his son, Jesus Christ, as personal Savior and Lord. Why? So that we can have eternal life and live in heaven. What's wrong with that? He requires us to love him above every other relationship in life. Why? To protect us from toxic soul tie relationships. God requires the Holy Spirit to be baptized in the Holy Spirit to receive supernatural power. God requires our tithes and offerings for financial blessing and prosperity. He requires the fear of the Lord for protection and promotion. See, whatever God requires is for our benefit. So we need to fulfill those requirements. Now, what are the requirements to receive the fear of the Lord? Number one, you must choose the fear of the Lord. Now, I want you to listen to this verse. It's found in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 28. And this is what God said about the fear of the Lord in some people. God said, "Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. We have an opportunity to choose the fear of the Lord. And if you choose it, then when you pray, God will hear your prayer. If you reject the fear of the Lord, he's saying here, I will not hear. I will not answer prayer. Number two, to receive the fear of the Lord, ask and seek God diligently. We must ask and seek God diligently. In Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, it outlines this. It says, my child, listen to what I say. In other words, be willing to receive instruction. And in the Bible, when it says listen, it also implies doing. It goes on to say, hide my commandments within you. There, in the original language, it means to receive my word like treasure. Isn't that amazing? God says, when you read my word, receive it like it's treasure. Verse 2 says, so that you incline your ear. That means become teachable. Inclining your ear means become teachable. It goes on to say to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. That means operate in the wisdom, in the understanding of my word. Don't just know it, operate in it. Verse 3, yes, if you cry out for discernment, in other words, passionate prayer, when you desire the fear of the Lord, it needs to be passionate prayer. Oh, God, give me your fear. Help me to recognize how awesome you are. Verse 4, and if you seek her like silver and search for her as hidden treasures, there, God is saying here, place great value upon the fear of the Lord. Then we get to verse 5. It says, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. Receive my instruction, become teachable. Use passionate prayer. Call upon me. Place great value on my word. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Here God is showing us it's not cheap. It's costly. The fear of the Lord is not cheap. It's costly. You receive it by constantly pursuing and obeying God. I want to give you a couple of other scriptures that emphasize God's requirement to pursue him. Folks, look, if you only want a casual relationship with God, you're never going to really know God. He's just like that. Everything God says to us about us getting to know him and having a real relationship with him requires that we really pursue him with all of our strength. Jeremiah 29 and 12, it says, then you will call upon me and you will go and pray to me and I'll listen to you. And then he says, and if you will seek me, if you will look for me diligently, you will find me. When you have searched for me with all of your heart, I will be found of you, says the Lord. See, we're deceived by the devil if we think that we can have a lukewarm relationship with God. It doesn't exist. A relationship with God where it's at our convenience, it doesn't exist. when we say, well, I'll pray when it's convenient. I'll give to God when it's convenient. I have a little extra money. I'll give to God then. I'll attend church when it's convenient. Folks, listen to me. God does not accept part-time lovers. And most of you wouldn't either unless you really hard up. Then you just take whoever comes. God is not hard up. God does not want part-time lovers. He wants to be first. He wants you to really search for him with all of your heart, not some of your heart. God doesn't deal with half-hearted people. I know that's not what some people want to hear, but I've got to tell you the truth. He's not into that. Don't deceive yourself. He's God. Do you understand? He is God. He demands more from you. Don't let the devil deceive you. Let me give you another scripture, Revelation chapter 3 and 15, because I'm talking about lukewarmness. It says, God is saying here, actually Jesus is saying, I know the things you do, that you're neither hot or cold. Some people think, well, I do not want to be seen as being too radical toward God. I don't want to be seen as being a fanatic like that. And I don't want to be seen as an unbeliever. So you know what? I love God just right in the middle. You know, kind of a lukewarm type relationship. Here Jesus is saying, I know that you're neither hot or cold. I wish you were one or the other. But since you're like lukewarm water, neither hot or cold, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You can't have a relationship with God on a lukewarm level. You can't be in today and out tomorrow. You can't serve God at your convenience. You're deceiving yourself. God doesn't accept that. Oh, yeah, but I said the prayer. I said the sinner's prayer. God knows the difference between your words and your love. Just like you would in a relationship, a person who says, I love you and love you, and never does anything for you. Oh, really? You love me? Well, what have you done for me lately? How do you love me? See, it's the same way we deal with people. God deals with us. God is more real with us when it comes to the heart and love, because he can see your heart. He really knows you. No matter what you might see, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife may still be trying to figure you out. Just like that daisy, he loves me, he loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. Jesus and God just says, he don't love me. And I don't take the time. But he says, he sets out how you have to come to him. You can't be lukewarm. You can't be, I don't know. Really? Well, if you don't know, I don't know. Listen to what Jesus said for all those. I repeated the sinner's prayer. People, in John 14 and 23, Jesus said, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Listen to verse 24. Anyone who doesn't love me will be those who don't obey me. That's simple. I love the Lord. Do you obey him?
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part 6 of a series titled, Defeating the Devil. Do you possess fear of the Lord? Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word declares the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. When I cry unto thee, then mine enemies are turned back. Father, you see the opposition in our lives. You see the trouble in our lives. You see the problems in our lives. And so today we are asking for divine intervention. We thank you for your love. We thank you for divine protection. And we ask now, Lord, that you would make yourself very real in our situations right now and help us, deliver us. And we thank you for hearing us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.